try to see as much as we can do. Simon Reish Gimel, Pirach Zaperis, and Reish Yalit, Hini Kedimu. Before we get down to the actual halacha, just to be maktil in the klalim, I'll see those klalim who can remember exactly what every fruit is, what is a fruit or a vegetable, fruit of the tree or fruit of the ground, you know what brought them into. So, in Chazal we find three gedarim to define what's considered a priyayit and what's considered a priyanamah. The first one is that which took you. Memo Marao Katabadis, the Gemara says, Eichon of Arkin Amri Priyayit, Eichon of Tishakim, and Lepere, Eichon of the Gavs, and Lepere, 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 There's Be'ikar, two Shatim in the Rishonim, Adam the Sena Gemara. The first is the Rosh. The Rosh gives up the Sena Gemara that as long as you don't have to, the Gav is referring to the Shroshim. And as long as the Shroshim lasts from year to year, and you do not have to replant a tree every single year, even if the trunk dies and everything above the ground dies, as long as the Shroshim lasts, that's enough to make it, define it as a Be'ikar. However, place it is. The Mashmoyt says, not the way the Mashmoyt says, and that's the first in the Torah brings down of Yesh B'Shim Negarim. They understand, no, Gavza doesn't mean the Shroshim only. It's not enough that the Shroshim lasts. You need also that the Geza, the actual trunk of the tree, should last. And once the trunk of the tree lasts, then we can consider it as something that only the Shroshim lasts. That's still considered a very good one. That's on the background of Rashi also. And Rashi says, Gavza ha'onof shalai. The branch doesn't mean Hanaf, the branch specifically. It means anything that's above the ground. Anything which sticks up, sticks out above the ground, that's considered Hanaf. And that's like the Shittas HaGavim. However, if you look at the Siddur HaGrav and Kila Lodavid, they have the Siddur HaShittutai, that it's not enough, it's enough, it's a third argument. It's not enough just to have the Shoshim. It's not enough to have also the trunk. You need also the Hanaf, you need also the branches to stay from year to year. However, basically, a shita zikidori, if it is even a shita of Rishonim. But what is a friend whether or not there's such a Rishonim holds that way? For Rav Rishonim hold either like Rosh, that as long as the Shroshim lasts, or like the Gerim, that you need the trunk also to last. That's the first Chazal. The second Chazal, the Rosh brings down, is the Sefta inclined. Not all Rishonim understand that this Sefta was said also in the Bracha on Paris. However, the Rosh understands that it is. It says, Kol Shemaiti Olav Meikroi, Eitatu, Mvarcha Bepri Adam. Kol Shemaiti Olav Meanachos, Ilonu Mvarcha Labri Pein. Anything, Shemaiti Olav. The question exactly how to understand what this has to mean. What does it mean? Kol Shemaiti Olav Meikroi, if the leaves come out of the ground, then that's what the simple explanation is. The way that the Ba'al understands it, is Pashas the Sari Sari says, what it means to say is, if the fruit comes out of the ground, grows underneath the ground. If you see Allah referring to the oil, the ikra, from underneath the ground, then it's Adam. But first, if it grows a trunk, and only from the trunk does the fruit grow, then we consider it to be a great creator. It would be interesting how he would be monetary less than something which grows above the ground, but it's definitely a yarik, like tomatoes and things like that. The Chari should also think, first something is coming out, and then the fruit is coming out. Unless he considers that to be his own real trunk, so he considers that to grow from the underneath the ground. And the third Chazal that we find is Tesis brings down Rebbe Menachem, brings down Yerushalmi, that says, Kol Minei Da'otot Rebbe Pri Adam. And it says, Elohim Minei Dishoyim HaKudnit Va'otot. Otot are the thorn bushes. The Gemara says, Taman Lini Bracha. Then in Bracha, we considered, when do we say that it has a din of an Asif? When do we say that these thorn bushes have a din of a Yerek? That's Dafka when they get the Bracha. They get the claim, because then they have a din of Asif. Those are basically the three times that we find in the Rishon. However, if you look at the Afrenim, they seem to mention, they do mention, a number of different reasons that are not mentioned either in the Gemara or not in the Rishon. Seems to you like they made them up Kalashi out of the back of the head. The basic what they're trying to, the problem that they're trying to solve is that there occur certain trees that have a problem of harvest. And they would always be harvested. eggplant, papaya, these trees that they, the question that was posed to the Ben Yishai, really started before in the Hazal, in the time of the thesis, they were trying to figure out, chassidim, eggplant, what's the bracha? Is it a ha'it or is it a adam? This would be an eight, it would be a problem of arlo. If it would be a adam, there's no problem of arlo. There's only a problem of arlo and trees. So how do we define whether or not it's eight or adam? And when you get to that, a ramification will also be, what bracha do you make on it? Is it bakery eight or bakery adam? So Zvaz wants to sign up that there's no problem of arlo by eggplant. The eggplant is actually very mentioned in the thesis. He brings down some betting game, Arabic word, but it seems that the Rishonim already dealt with this. They say that the Beteisef, that Rizal, everybody ate eggplant is not a problem. Question is, why is it a problem? It seems that the tree grows also like on the tree, and it doesn't last for 3 years. It doesn't last for 3 years, it's always going to be a problem of ours. So there are a number of different Jerusalem given in that training. The Rizal is, he wants to sign up that the only time something has a din of a yeret is if it produces fruit the first year. If it only takes a year, if only after the first year it produces fruit, then it's considered a ilum. Then it's considered a bakery. If it produces fruit the first year that you plant the seed, if you plant that branch, you can produce anything that produces fruit even in the first year. That's what they found out. If you put a seed in the ground, only a vegetable produces fruit the first year, as opposed to a ilum will only produce after a year's time, in the best way. So on Tatayana, the eggplant only produces fruit the first year, and then it's only other. Reviewasis, on the other hand, he wants that Tatayana, that the only time we say that something has a bit of an elon is dafka ketelet mishtabeh, if the tree gets better as the year goes on. However, something that after the first year continually gets worse, then it's not considered an elon, it's only considered a yam. Reviewasis, he's up. Where are you coming from? I'm not sure where the first one is coming from. What's that?
First one
what? First one could be the tester. There happens to be somebody wrote down on the side of his Radval, the Ben Yishai is true, alright? Somebody found on the side of the Radval, the Stavyat, that the Thomas of Radval said the first year is an unfortunate tester. Somebody would say no, so he said, first of all, maybe didn't call him successor. Not exactly so clear. Rabbi Yitzchak says, like you said, that if it's a tzedek from its then it has a dinner yard. The Chazon Ish says, it's not shy to have a tree that's going to be awesome. Always, that its fruits will always be awesome. So if you're telling me that a papaya or an eggplant, one of these trees, lasts for only 3 years, and therefore it always be a problem with Arlo, then obviously it's not a tree, it's a yard. We only find the way that our book is put it, we only find behemoth may, if we don't find demonic may. The Torah didn't give us gedar for which trees are awesome, which trees are mutter. And the grad has directly given of Arlo. To say that that's how the Torah was offering a tree through Arlo, the Torah, in a mashma. Mele, the Chazon Ish understood that Kokama had a tree only lasts, but only produces fruit for 3 years, so it would always be a problem of Arlo. It's not that it has a din of a eight, rather it has a din of a adam, and you make a big present. And the last time that's given is it? He's going from the Torah, that's his Torah. But that's the itself on what the regulation says. The regulation seems to say that even if it will last for 5 years, but if after the first year it continually gets worse, still stops producing fruit, then it has a bit of a year, not a bit of a. And the Hilchos Ketan? Well, it's the same type of problem. If it's gonna die out in a short amount of time, so even though maybe it's not a Hilchos Ketan scalpel, but some of it in the store, it doesn't make sense that such a thing should be a problem of. The Tanakh gives an Nachatam, and he wants to tie now that the only time it has a bit of an elon is if the tree is wooden. It's like a piece of wood. If you cut in the trunk, it's really wood inside. It is wood. Hard or wood. However, if you cut down a papaya, if you cut down eggplant, you see that it's like a cook, it's like a sponge. Almost a kilo of the towel. It's like, not exactly like bamboo, I don't think, that much has a hole in the middle. Similar, it's not like hard like a tree, like a tree trunk. That proves that it's different, has a different gather, and it's not a tree. So it's considered a yard, it's not considered a elon. The Hagam Dat Macharim, which was the terror over here, where do they get this problem from? Macharim we have, we don't have the Farashim and Chazal, we don't have the Zohar. You have to see that they were bothered by the fact that there are certain trees that they don't know the exact gather, and they saw the trees, all the trees that do have a gather, that fit into the gather of Chazal. Apple trees and oranges and kiwis and pears and plums and peaches and nectarines and all the regular trees that we have no tzvikas about. And the common denominator of all the trees are that, first of all, they produce fruit only after the first year. They do not produce fruit in the first year. They are always better for Shabbat. They get better as the years go on. And it has the trunk, it's solid like a piece of wood. It's not hollow. And meanwhile, they able to deduce from there that anything which does not follow, does not have those criteria, does not fall under those guidelines, are going to be here. Even though we don't have the first Chazal, but as they compare to Chazal, as they have the Ogalan to Chazal, that if that's what falls into the guidelines of Chazal, maybe we know what Chazal is. There are certain things we know what Chazal is talking about. Apples and pears and these things, we know what Chazal is talking about. So we were able to deduce from there what is considered a pre and what's considered a year. And we find more. So we'll get to that in a second. There's a fourth gather that's brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. It's not so much a tam. He brings down from the Chai Oven that the minig is that on plants that are less than 3 tefachim high, you only make a brei priya adam, you don't make a brei priya. The Chai Oven is the makar for this minug. At the end of the shtick on the Nishmas Adam, he actually brings a Gemara with Rashi that says that it's not tall in height, it could be a tree even if it's one tefach tall. However, it seems that is the minig. The minig was that you don't make a brei priya on fruits that are less than gimel tefachim. The Shalom's, where did this come from? The Chur has no basis in even in the Chur, it just seems to be a minig. But I would say the Chur, that's the Yerushalmi. The Makar for the minig stems from the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that we don't say this. That anything, also these thorn bushes, are have a din of Rebri Adama, they have a din of Desha. And what's the reason why? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, he wants to think about the minig. Read my lesson, give him a talk, because it's not going to say, it's not the Chashim. His Lashon is? Vashu the time blew Kashivi Kokatri. Ken Zan, he saw that from Yerushalmi. What's up with that author that these thorn bushes have a din of Rebri Adama? Why is it any different than a regular tree? Because it's a lower tree. Elamai, they understood that something which grows on a thorn bush and a little thicket or something like that doesn't have a Hashivas of a priest. So Mela, they said the same thing. Anything which is less than Gimel Tvachim doesn't have a Hashivas of a priest. Hagam, that it grows, it's similar to a priest. And it only produces fruit after the second year, and it has a Chumash Tabeach in the last year, and you're not replanting. So it doesn't have a Hashivas of a priest. Chazal gave it, like we saw in Mishnah Berurah, at the beginning of Reish Beis, the certain brachas have, the Chazal gave machlas hachashivas. Ach agav hidulim in haaretz, but rotsu lepaitrim b'mirchus pri haaretz v'shaveri, v'tershim chashuvim b'yoytzim. A couple of brachas lasnu. I heard that some of the things which are chashuv, something which is functioning also achum. The minig is, not another chashuv, mainly only make a b'pri adama, not a b'pri. Seems that this minig is obviously not ungenugu by everybody, because Magan Avraham, on the side, Mishab Rubin came down, Magan Avraham says, they make a brief create on these things. Right, they say, that Hagam that we have in Yerushalmi, but the Bavli doesn't mention that as a klal, as a gather, and we have a Bavli that tells us together, he holds the Bavli and Chilak on the Yerushalmi, and maybe you go with the Bavli, you don't go with Yerushalmi. Lamaisa, we do go with this minug. And things that are less than Gimel Tzachim, if you know for sure that they're less than Gimel Tzachim, then you would make a brief create on. Now, getting down to the Lamaisa. So most trees, like you said, the bracha of the fruit is definitely clear, and we have those stuff. Apples and pears and oranges and peaches and nectarines and plums and all the basic fruit. We know what the bracha is. Those are liter ha'eh and cucumbers and tomatoes and potatoes and things like that. And zecha adama. We go with. However, there are certain things that are tough. For example, bananas. What's the story of bananas? The Mahalach, the Messias of bananas are that it grows from on a tree, or the tree on the trunk. They actually do not grow on, there's no branches on the tree, just like a stalk that can grow pretty high. And you have bananas that grow from the stalk, around the circle. And every year, they cut down if they give up the bananas, the trunk dies at the end of the year, in the winter, and a new shoot sprouts up next to it, from the root. So Pashtus, this is Machlokes Rishonim. Pashtus, according to the Rosh, since the Shrushim remain, it's considered Brit Beis. And Bnei Yisrael will be Brit Beis. As according to the rest of Rishonim, the Goyim, Rashi, they learned that you need, it's not enough that the Shrushim should last. Rather, you need that the trunk should last also. Since the trunk of the banana tree does not last, maybe it will be a baby adult. Now they bring down in Sif Gimel that Chaim Noam, in the Sif Shulchan, he says that the Shulchan Aruch was very machriya of the shadow of the banana. Sif Gimel, Al Muzayish, they bring down the bottom that means banana, even though Rav Mishnah Shuvah says that he doesn't know what it is. But Kinira, maybe he didn't know Arabic. The Shulchan Aruch says that he didn't know what it was. But the Sefer Shulchan says in Arabic, Muzayish, that is mentioned over here, that is banana. So anybody knows Arabic, that's what it means. Mela, the Shulchan Aruch already passed that on these bananas, you make a Brit Priya Adama. Just like the Goyim, you make a Brit Priya Adama. Bedoyim, the bananas, are pineapples and strawberries. Also, they grow and change. They grow on a fruit-like tree. But the Shoshim say, every year a new bush or a new tree comes up, they also would have the same halach. The shadow is... Is that considered meager? The Bach didn't understand that way. The Bach understood that it means that it grows meager underneath the ground from the shoshim, mamash from the shoshim. It could very well be. I was speaking to Rav Weber on Thursday, in the past time there was no one inside, I figured I'd about the Fisher Brewer over here. So the Shalom, what to do with this banana? Banana, Al Muzayish Brei Priya Adama, says the Shulchan Aruch, you make a Brei Priya Adama. Now let's say you made a Brei Priya Adama. What do you do? So is the Shulchan Aruch Paskinim, Machmas the Prophet, we have Machmas Rishonim, we have the Goyim, Kenegiyat, the Rosh. So maybe the best thing to do when you have Machmas Rishonim in a Brei Priya Adama, you make a Brei Priya Adama, you can listen to everybody. So is it possible you did Vada or you did Suffolk? And then after me, you made a Brei Priya Adama. If it's me did Vada, then you made a Brei Priya Adama, you're Yisrael. And if it's me did Suffolk, then with her, you would be Yisrael. It's our issue. So, it's a Machlokes in the Achrayinim, and my Mordechai is Dan, when I get it, it's Shulchan Aruch, it's me did Vada, it's Suffolk. It would seem from the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Vav, Sif Kotten Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Reish Vav, Sif Kotten Beis, going with the Mechaba that says, in Birach al Priya Adama Brei Priya Eitz lo yoso, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu k'shapiris gedelen ala eitz, ach she'ein eitz miskayim b'chur, lo yoso, that b'chal Priya Adama. Even if they grow on a tree, that which we said that it's made a Brei Priya Eitz on a Brei Priya Adama, you're not yoso, that's even if they grow on a tree, but the tree does not last through the winter. Pashtus, he's referring to banana. And on that he says, lo yoso. The Shaila is, our Mishnah Berurah here in Reish Beis, Reish Gimel, Sifkan Gimel, he's talking about not exactly a banana, he says a certain type of fruit. Nochal necha, he brings down from the Chaya Adam. Nochal necha tchilo shivor chalem Brei Priya Adama. So it sounds like it's because it's a suffix. B'diyevit shivir Brei Priya Eitz, kechol rach ma'ak kadeh shalit is batal abrach on the Eitz. It says an interesting cloud that we don't find anywhere else. That when you made a bracha, since it could be the wrong bracha, so maybe I'll take one bite, just in case it shouldn't be a bracha batal. And then try to be moist to yourself with something else. Take a Brei Priya Adama to be moist to yourself with this thing. The Chayyur is saying the same thing, but he gets a banana. Even though he says over there, lo yoso. That just means, lo yoso, that you have to take one bite and be moist to yourself with something else. But, in Echnam, it doesn't mean that it was mamash abrach al batal. Chayyur, it's machlag yishem. We should say the same cloud. Since it's machlag yishem, it's mamelo. Hagam, it's a Shulchan Aruch Fasim. Ikka did you know the Shulchan Aruch Fasim to make a Brei Priya Adama? If you made a Brei Priya Adama, you have the rush to follow the chon. So Mamela, take a bite, and it shouldn't be a bracha batal, it's the same Muhammad Rosh, and try to be made to something else, the Brei Priya Adama. When we're speaking to Rav Weber, everyone's assigned a note. Bananas, everybody agrees. Not only Muhammad Rosh. Everybody agrees that bananas are Brei Priya Adama. Even according to the Rosh, it's considered might be all of maker, he says the leaves come up from the ground, grow from out of the ground. I mean, everybody would agree that's considered Brei Priya Adama. I'm not sure how that stems with the Maimon Mordechai. Maybe the Maimon Mordechai didn't know what the Muzayish that the Shulchan Aruch was talking about. The Maimon Mordechai is the Tzafik Guf in the Mechaber. If he's still passing like the Goyim, or he's passing like the Rosh. According to Rav Weber, there are no difference between the Goyim and Rosh. Everybody would agree. But it seems the way that everybody brings down bananas is the quintessential thing. As Machlokes Rishonim, what bracha to make it on, That's the machlokes in the Russian and Tosfos and the Gaon. Lechera, if somebody made a bakery ace on a banana, he should take one bite and remind himself of something else. Lechera, that would come out. The same thing would apply by a pineapple, strawberry, these other things, which for Essen, we were passing to be a bakery ace, there should be no different than a banana. But if we say machlokes in the Rush, if you made a bakery ace. That's what's in regard to those fruits. Pineapple, strawberries, and banana. Completely make a dam on it. The evidence you made an eighth, courage to take one bite. You might see yourself with, if you can switch, if you chop yourself to the deep breath, you break your dam. If you didn't, just take one bite, show your bacha batala, and then you might see yourself try to find something else that's a break your dam. The next topic of discussion that the Chorin have, really mentioned before, is papaya. The Messias of papaya is similar to papaya and eggplant. Similar to that, the Messias, we'll talk about papaya, it grows sort of like a banana. It's a long tree, grows up to be, I don't know, 15, any, it's pretty tall at the end of the time it's touching 3 feet or so, 20 feet, if you go up to me. It seems that there's no branches, and the fruit comes straight out of, there's a big leaf that grows out of the trunk, so to speak, whatever the trunk is, a hollow trunk, and by that fruit, right underneath that leaf comes out of fruit, right from the trunk. And then the next year, it grows a little more. In the higher spot, grows another papaya. Next year, a little more. Another papaya. The Chazit, the Ben Ish Chai, in his Tshuva, Rav Palim, Chelek Beis Melamed, he talked about the papaya. Somebody wrote him the exact description of what the papaya is, and told him exactly how long it lasts for, and what it looks like, Kulu. And he said, since it lasts, he understood that it lasts only for 3 years, and a herbal from his castle, and gives another different time, it produces fruit within the first year. Maybe well, it's going to be a great problem. However, there are those that don't, and they say that nowadays, for 5 feet, they last for 15 years. 15, 20, even more. It can last for a long time. Well, here we should say that we don't have, first of all, we don't have the Chazanish. The Chazanish says that something which lasts only 3 years can't be a very great. Well, now the Chazanish don't last 3 years, it lasts 15 years. They don't produce fruit for 15 years, they produce fruit for more than 3 years. According to agriculture, that's good. Doesn't make a difference, as long as you're more than 3 years, good to go. Doesn't make a difference. So, if it still produces fruit for more, you lose the chazanish. So maybe you should have to make a baby egg. But the you still have all the rest of the time. It's still a little bit scalpel, and the inside is like a spook, and it produces fruit within the first year. So maybe the most place to say, we make adama, that's what Burger said also, make adama or papaya. Maybe if you buy the dried fruit has the same halacha, and if you buy the dried papaya, some orange thing that looks like mango, it's adama, not egg. Despite the fact that we sell with all the rest of the things which are fruit and are egg, papaya, though it looks like fruit and probably tastes like fruit and everything else, it's still a bravery adam. And it's still a fruit. I don't know, is it banana fruit? Is the eggplant a fruit? Watermelon is a fruit? By who? Wikipedia. And with regard to eggplants, we already have the basis. The basis that brings down the bed engine. Is Rebbe Adama, and that's to say it's the Arabic for eggplant. Maybe it's the same thing that I have in Adama, Lechera, the papaya, which is similar to that, Shabbat, but then Rebbe Adama. And Lechera, according to, it would come out that if a person made an egg on papaya or eggplant, Lechera should have the same thing as a banana. And if a banana, you say that you are used according to the Rush, Lechera, this also, you would say that you're used according to the Shabbat Rush. What's that? No, the papaya lasts for a few years. Right, we have all the stories that I think. With all the stories that I think. They're being mad to the stories of the Rishenu. They're saying that this is, as though that ice coming from the Sheet of the Rishenu. Somebody just told me this morning that papaya, since the way that papaya grows is that every year it grows, and the new papaya has come out from the part of the tree which grows higher. So since the Messias of papaya is that you knock down the trunk and then something else will shoot up, the Mamela, why should they have to worry about going and getting on a ladder and climbing up and getting papaya more higher spot of year. So supposedly they every year they cut down the papaya trunk. And Mela, if you hold that it is considered a great pre-ace, it would therefore be a problem. Come on, all of them are they don't cut
down.
Yeah, supposedly this was also from the farmers here. That they say that people that are head and shoulders into the sugyas of Arba, they say that they're applying the passion fruit. Similar also, that's the floor. Have the same sort of gedarm, you may know if it's chutzlar, so some of the chutzlar is Muslim, you know what it's called, Muslim. So that's true, and Mukhari can then be a problem of Arba. That's the problem. It wouldn't be a problem. If they are. So there's really a shuva from the shuva from the Sheva Levi. Sheva Levi and Tina Bashul, they both also say about papaya that papaya is a dhamma. Sheva Levi came as well, Kuf Samachay. He's writing a shuva benegiah to papaya. And he maskim b'chara that benegiah to bracha. Really the whole shuva is talking about arla, not talking about bracha. He throws in when he wants to tell him that when he gets to Arlo, he can't even have a problem with Arlo, and he didn't want to be master papaya of Tini Arlo. Something there is then. What are they? We'll get the pine cone soon, but I don't know if they want a tree? We're left with just a few berries to try to be master. A few berries that are not exactly so clear what the berries are. Blueberries, and blackberries, and raspberries, and cranberries. Crazy, for that matter. The strawberries already mentioned, the they have the same thing as bananas, if they make a ripia dam on it. The hug is a shame, we go like the anus. And for blueberries, you see that's the yagadas that the Mishnah Brura mentioned. Mini yagdas, shchur. That's a magen avram by kama afrin levarach by bripi eight. Acharilam noegin levarach by bripi adamo. That's the time that the sheep kol gaspi. That's the moment before you blueberries or blackberries for that matter. The magen avram says you should make a bripi eight, and the minig is to make a bripi adamo. However, there are many other people that say you should make a bripi eight. And the Igros Mishna has a shuvah. Kilekal say hey. He says, first of all, the blueberries by us grow on trees that are bigger than Gimel Tachim. So maybe make a bit of on that, outside. And even if you don't even know what tree they grew on, if it's less than Gimel Tachim, what is Gimel Tachim to make a bit of eight? That's because of Dino. If it happens to be a minig, make a Dino to make a bit of eight, he has nothing to Gimel Tachim. There's a minig not. If that you don't know, and you have no minig too, then make a bit of eight. Maybe on the blueberries, unless you picked them, you went wild berry picking, and you picked blueberries from less than Gimel Tachim, then you make that one. That's the same thing. On blueberries, fashion, you make a bit of eight. That's blueberry. Raspberries, on the other hand, so the Pitzchei Lacha, that's the Banu Sefer, he wants to sign it, that's the Melina that the Mishnah Brura mentioned. Machlok is Zachrenim, really. He says, Baruch Ha Levri Pre'eit, Shegedelim Be'ilim Shemizkayim L'shan 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 Baruch Ha Levri Pre'eit. And as they talk to Chayodim, there are Chashofan, and that's what they're going to say. But as they say, Brokha, big example, there are a number of Chayodim, the Taz, one of them, that hold that on these berries, you should make a break, you don't. And the Mela, he wants to sign us, the Southern Brokha, he also says that it's calling them a seed. There are certain types of the raspberries that grow only, they only produce fruit for 1 year in time, and then the next year they produce from a different branch, but they don't produce from the same branch, and we wouldn't consider break, it's only which one. So he says, Mamela, since we have a topic in the Matthias, and we also have a topic in the Akharim, some Akharim say that's a Dhamma, some say that's a Yish. Mamela, bring down from the Pitzel Lacha from Rabban, and said, Shim and Shon Gazam, and then he's topic, he should make a bracha on raspberries of Rapri Adam. So blueberries, Rapri 8, and a raspberry, Rapri Adam. Sorry. Is it better to pass or become bigger? If you have a brick raise and a brick raise, but if you just have a brick raise, then... In cranberries is a tough one, because it's less than Gimel Tochim. It's like a vine almost, but it lasts from year to year, but it's less than Gimel Tochim. So, the Bethlehem has the tchunas of a tree, but it's less than Gimel Tochim. So, we go like the minute that we make a Brei Pri Adam on it, and these are crazies also, we make a Brei Pri Adam on. However, looking from that time, I'm going to get to this, that you made a Brei Pri Eish, even though we said before in this, you have more places to shame or something like that. So even though the Brahma, the maker of the Dino, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's supposed to make a Brei Pri Adam, made a Brei Pri Eish, you should take one bite, and be making something else over here, where it's only Machmas the Minug that you're making a Brei Pri Adam, because lots of people talk about making the Dino, it's really not that way. So maybe it's made a Brei Pri Eish on cranberry, then you wouldn't be eating it, you would not have to be making the rest of the cranberry for something else. Bear in mind, you also ask them when you get the craisins, they're considered, Shemir Leib declares that it gets a raisin, and it's considered a barrier. Loses all its water, so a kilo lost its water. It's not kibriyasa. So it wouldn't have a dinner barrier. Versus on the side, it all lost really in its water. So even that just lost its water, but the etim, all the meat, all of the grape is still there, it turns into raisin, or craisin also, then it would be still have a dinner barrier. And then if you have one craisin, you get something of a grain of husband. So first bite, first you'll have a lot. Probably 92? How many? 92 crates. 92 crates. Or you can just drink a cup of water and make a drink of hot sauce. That's the easy way. How many? 92? He didn't say that it is China but he brought up before Shemuel that says that we go not that way. We bring the Gemara in Erevin that says that even something which looks like a Baal Shata, that it's only one time of Tal, still has been a very it's still been a Vayim. So either you could say that that is China and Atot in the author that says it brings down, just the Baal Yisraelik. Or you say that that's not China and Atot. Atot is made because it's not a Chashva thing, because it's prickly, it has thorns, things like that. That's been a Gaya to basically the bearing. And we have over here one more halacha. Again, Sif Dalit. Al perish shemaytin elan yisrach shahakom. The mechaber pasim that perish shemaytin elan yisrach or shahakom. The shemir alevi. It's a shemir alevi. That says it. So that's the debate that brings it down from. And the Mela, the Makar is really from the berries that are on the Hadassim. The berries on the Hadassim, the Gemara says that the Hadassim do not produce fruit, either to these berries. Elamai, those berries are not considered fruit. You really make a shock on this. All the Acharyim Kamat are chalif on this. Many Acharyim are chalif on this Mechaber. And they want to sign up that anything which is a fruit, which is a, even if it grows on Ilan Trak, which Ilan Trak means a tree which is not planted, the way that the Be'er Lacha defines it, if you have something which is which grows by itself, for example, cacti grow by themselves, and they produce tabra, a fruit that is able to be eaten by itself without doing anything to it. The bracha, what? You have to take off the thorns, correct. You know how to do it? We have classes to teach people how to take off tabra, and such a thing like sabras or pine cones. Inside the pine cones they have little seeds that can be eaten without any further help. They do not need clear, they do not need anything else. Without further ado, what? They could be in these little pine seeds. The meal they would be a bravery also. So sabras, even though they grow on these trees, that a cactus that grows by itself, and pine cones that grow on trees that grow by themselves. Still, the fruit, if they're good to be eaten by themselves, and you don't have to do anything to them, the bracha is a Brei Pri Eish. However, crab apples and things like that, that they're hard as a rock and you can throw at your friends, those things, unless you do something to be mevatel them, you're not mevatel, those things are shahakos. Now, to me, somebody was more here that the makor for the halacha is from the Shmuel Alechet. We're not talking about trees. The Ilani Tzach is not talking about trees that produce fruit. We're talking about trees that don't produce fruit. They produce maybe some sort of nut or something like that. Ilani Tzach, more intuitive. Also, the Ilani Tzach, lots of berries. It's referring to trees that do not produce fruit. So cactus and things like that wouldn't be included with well. So can't let anything in the Mechaber. It's not. I saw the mark here of the Yavik. He kind of happened to give to the Torah, kind of the Torah. He says that Mechaber the Allah has only been against the trees that do not, let's say, a coffee bean or a cocoa bean. They don't produce any fruit. If it produces a bean. So we say that those beans aren't considered very like, they're not very like as they are. And maybe they wouldn't have a denigrate bean. Something which is very lachila as is, in a chanami, like a sabo, something like that, as long as you peel off the thorn, then in a chanami, it's a break rate. What's that? So the only thing is, say, Ilani Tzach, according to that it would be, depends on how different Ilani Tzach, the Chayim did not understand Ilani Tzach. They understand Ilani Tzach means that it's not planted, but the coffee bean trees and now the cocoa trees are all planted. So the chanami. I happen to be here, I'm sure one time that. He's not the reason why coffee is not going to be an eight. The reason why cocoa, chocolate is not going to be an eight. It's because they grow on a long time. And then he clears, well, what's going to be an eight on the chocolate? Just planted, what's the difference? That's the basic halakha for Tumen Reish Gimel. Tumen Reish Yud Aleph, we're just going to be masakim the... It doesn't have a dinner with the Mishra Berurah says that the Biyarach says it means that something which is not planted to that self, before you planted to that self, even though it can grow by itself, planted to that self, it doesn't have anything more. Okay, just to be, go through the basic problem of what comes out, basically from the Mishra Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, and the Berurah, of the Dinei Kedima in Brachas, and much of what's written here, I mentioned, from the, he's the Fakim Barenet, the Kei HaShulchan, the Sakim basically the Alachas from the Shabruah that come up. So, well, a few more stuff that I would put in here. The Alacha, what you pass in is, when you get if you have different fruits, and different foods in front of you, and you want to know what bracha to make, or which bracha to be maxim, which bracha, which food to make a bracha on to pass the rest of the fruits, then you don't go like this. If you have two minim that have the same bracha, and one of them is a min shiva, you make a bracha on the min shiva. That's like Raven Rishenura, like the Rambam. Rav and Rishen, the same concept as Yehuda. Meaning, if you have two minis, you have olives and you have apples, you make a bracha on the olives first, because they are the min shiva. Even if the olive is a half an olive and the apple is a whole apple, still the min shiva takes precedence over the any min shiva. Now, let's say they're both min shiva. You have tmarim and zaytim. What do you do? So, whichever one is written first in the pasuk, that's the one that you do. Whichever one is closer to the other, that is, zayit is the first one after the second art. Tomorrow is the fourth one after fifth one. Fifth one. Second one. Rush, right. That was the seventh one. Anyhow, Zaytim, tomorrow. Zaytim would be before. Zaytim is tomorrow. Zaytim is before tomorrow, the second one. Maybe you make a bracha on the Zaytim which comes first in the puzzle. Let's say the bracha, that's when it's bracha tarshavim. So if there's only one that's min zayin, you go back to the min zayin. If they're both min zayin, then you go back to the you go back to the one which is written first. And if they're both the same min, you have a bunch of zayin in front of you, the one which is shalim, you go back there before the one which is not shalim. Now, when the brachas are not shalim, you have eitz and adama, let's say, then you go back there, everybody holds, come out, you go back to the chavim. What does it mean, chavim? The one that is generally more chavim to you. Even if you got chavta juk pirosh that you want to have one of the medium today, it doesn't make a difference. If generally you like to have apples before peppers, then you make a bracha on the apples before the peppers. If you like to have peppers before the apples, more than apples, you make a bracha on the pepper. Even if today you really want to eat the apple first, you go bust the chavim, what chavim to you, but there are chavim. Let's say they're both chavim to you, the same chavim. You like apples just as much as you like pepper. What should you make first? So then, if there's a min zayin, you have zaytim and the pepper. So, agam that is ein berachas ein shabbos, and therefore we say go bust the chavim. You don't have to go bust the min zayin. But if you have a min, if they're both chavim to you, so then you go bust the min zayin. So if it's berachas ein shabbos, you go bust the min zayin. Ein shabbos, you go bust the chavim. But each one, if you don't have a mitzayin, you don't have a kavod, you will bust the other one. Mele, by ain't brachas saying shavit, you don't have a special one that's kavod, you will bust the mitzayin. Let's say you don't have a mitzayin, and you have two things. You have apples, and you have peppers. Ha'et and adam. No mitzayin, and they're both just a kavod to you. Which one should you make a bracha on? Whichever one you want to eat now. Then we go bust the kavod loy asa, like the Rambam says. Whichever one is kavod, whichever one you're interested in eating now. She should go after the Baha'i. He says that she should go after the Baha'i. Sure. Not like the Chama of the Roman. Why, which one, why is it bigger than my love? It brings down the Rambam also, blah, blah, blah.
It's
from your dollar. Thank you. Kirby, you go back to the Baha'i. If it's Min Shiva, it says, check it up. I think if you bring down, they will see it. If you have a Brei Eitz and a Brei Adama, this is the Kabbalah misconception. Everybody just says that your Brei Eitz comes before Brei Adama. However, it has tonight. And thus, if they're both covered to you, the same covenant. But if one is more covered to you, if you like peppers more than apples, in Echonami, you have a Brei Eitz and a Brei Adama, and you make a Brei Adama before you make the Brei Eitz. Even if the Eitz will be Minshiva. Even if the Eitz will be Minshiva. Now it's equal covenant. If they're not equal colors, then you make a Brei Adam before the Brei Eitz, even if the Eitz is mentioned. That means if you have zeitun, you have olives, and you have peppers, and you like, but generally, you like peppers more than olives, then you make a bracha on the Brei Adam, on the peppers first, and then on the olives. Brei Eitz and Brei Adam, let's say you have either one of those together with the shackle, so even if the shackle, this is the Ein Brachas Ein Shavit. So even though the shakal is more chavis, still Brei Pri Eitz and Brei Pri Adama are more chashma bracha, and maybe you make the Brei Pri Eitz, Brei Pri Adama first. So it would only apply to the Eitz and Adama. Mezain is also coming for us. What's that? And Mezain is only automatic. We'll get to that in a second. Most often Mezain is only comes first. Let's say you have Birka Tan Shavit and the same min. So, like we said before, the shalom goes. Shalom is first. But if... Let's say you have shalom keneged chavos. You have two meanings. Same bracha. You have peppers and cucumber. And the pepper is more chavos. But it's not whole. And the cucumber is less chavos. But it is. So which one goes first? So go with the one which is the shalom. The shalom goes first more than the chavos. Shalom has more chavos than the chavos. If it's Eimer Chasein Shavit, then you should stop at which one comes first. Because we know by Eimer Chasein Shavit, you go back to the Chavit, which one. So maybe let the Shavit is the topic, what you do with the Shavit. Now, all these halachas, whichever one you're supposed to make the bracha on, the more chashim, if it's the Min Zayin, if it's Eimer Chasein Shavit, if it's the Chavit, Eimer Chasein Shavit, if it's the Ha'eit before the Shahakal, okay, there it's not going to be anyhow. Generally, when you have to make a bracha on one to patra up the other one, the halacha is that you have to be that if you made the bracha on the other one first, let's say you have a min zayit and you have an apple. You have a zayit and an apple. So everybody holds you're supposed to make a bracha on the zayit first. Let's say you made a bracha ha'eitz on the apple. And the zayit is in front of you. Are you yaitzin or not on the zayit? The Mishnah Berurah says you are not yaitzin. However, b'diavad, he says not to make a new bracha. Since we have a Rambam that says you're allowed to make a bracha on the minchazas, zavi brachas lasa on the mela, you shouldn't make another bracha. But etzem, when you make a bracha on the last chashiv, you can't be mighty the more chashiv, unless you have kavanah lehadir. If you have kavanah lehadir, then you could. But the chachila, what one should do is make a bracha on the more chashiv and patra for last chashiv. Even there he says you should have in mind, when you make a bracha on the more chashiv and patra for last chashiv, you should have in mind the patra for last chashiv if it's more chashiv. There are other shins that you should make a bracha on the chavos. If you make a bracha, you should make it always a bracha on the more chashiv. If you make a bracha on the more chashiv, automatically everything else is patira. If you make it on the less chashiv, you have to have a mind of the chatchila to be might see the other things which are more chashiv. If you didn't believe, you should make a bracha. Now, when you get to, let's say you have mezainis of rice. So rice is not one of the mezainis, is one of the zayimim. But rice is not one of the zayimim. So we have a mezainis of chita and tzeira, which come first. However, what's the story with rice? Rice is a mezainis, but it's not one of the zayimim. Does that have the same dini hakdama, kedima, to the other fruits? We say, let's say a person has a diet, and he has olives and rice. What should we make a bracha on first? The prima gaza is a topic. Pashas is totally in the lavush. Lavush brings down a shayla, that asks him a shayla, and he answers the back. Pashas is totally in the das of the shayla, the lavush, the shayla. Very mezenis. Be'etam eva chashivim, to more chashma bracha, from the lavush to lavush. Or, it's not a more chashma bracha b'etam. It comes first in the pasuk. But lav dafka is a more mevurer than Beri Priya, Beri Priya Adama. Lav dafka. Reverse one at a time, Prima Gaza is a topic. Reverse one at a time that in the Chami it does not have the Dini Akdama and the Mela. If you have Zaytza, if you have Tamar, great, you have grapes and you have rice. Or even the Chara, you have Shalva and Rice Krispies. You have two bowls. One bowl of Shalva and one bowl of Rice Krispies. Shalva is Beri Priya Adama. And Rice Krispies is a Mezayim. Pashas, you should have to make a bracha on the Shalva first because it's min shiva, chita, the min shiva, and memela before your bowl of red fish. Or if you have grapes, then rice. You make a bracha on the grapes first, and then you make a bracha on the rice.
What's that?
Why is the one machmer like this? Mechatezi? I mean, it is the machmer like where did he get it from? He says that doesn't, that's not the chashivim. One means you have five cases. So that's a shallow. That would be a shallow. I just wanted to give a practical application of how it worked out. Which is usually people don't eat, I don't know, maybe people eat olives. You have grapes and what's that? Yes, her. So if her is going to be a chavman, he would be a chavman. In a chavman. What? Yeah, if it's empty, right? That's what shackle is okay. But, so that would be, so rice does not have a dini hakdama, but again, two things that are, the other things which are zayim. Now, a kilo of a shtiyo, let's say you have a piece of schnitzel, a cutlet, chicken cutlet, sorry, doesn't have the bread crumbs on top, it's just a short shackle. And you have a drink of soda. Which one should you make a bracha on first? The Mishabur does not mention which one you should make a bracha on. However, Burgess wanted a taina, and then they didn't have a shofan also, and it's designed that you should make a bracha on the achila first. Make a bracha on the chicken cutlet first, so you pass her up the drink. And the meila, if you make a bracha on the drink, you have to have in mind the hedge to pass her up your schnitzel. So if you only made a bracha, if you had your schnitzel that had breadcrumbs on the top, and you're trying to pass her up the, you make two brachas to pass it up, so obviously that's what you do. Well, I don't know. I actually asked him why. On my way out, I asked him where he got that together from. It's really an Orach HaShofan, and as the Orach HaShofan says, near a leaf. He doesn't give a bukar, but a chara, where the svar is, so the chila is more kosher than shtir. In the middle of... Where do you get pashas? I got him speaking to someone today, he says, pashas to him, that a drink of soda, but him is more, he enjoys it more than that. What? Depends what it is. Depends what it is. Yeah, you told me that ice cream has more kashinas than a schnapps? Ice cream has more kashinas than a $150 bottle of schnapps. What's that? Egg. Egg. What? If you want the chavis, we have the stuff in Baruch Hu that says that if you went on the chavis. And it wouldn't be anything about Baruch. And speaking about schnapps, that brings us to the last halacha, that he said, what's going to get a drink? What's going to get the drinks that are mizayim him? Drinks that are mizayim him. Beer. Schnapps. Does that have a hakdama over drinks that are not mizayim him? You have a drink of, you have a beer, a cold beer, Shnaka beer. What's happening back here? Something, wherever it is, Ishkipi, Mahalalai. What's that? Green jump. And you have a pepsi, you have a coke. Because do we say that you go, that you take the beer, you have to make a bracha on the beer, they're both kosher. Make a bracha on the beer. No, they're not. Sorry, you have to make a bracha on the beer first. Well, then it's a prima gospel, so the topic, I get to it. Since you don't have to make a bracha on the design term. That doesn't have more chashuv. And also Chamar Medina. So Rashi is clear, when we get to Chamar Medina, he says, we see by Brei Pri Agafen, that Brei Pri Agafen has a chashuv. So we're going to bracha last morning. So and Rashi says, what does it mean bracha last morning? You can make Kiddush on it, make Avdol on it. Gerim bracha last morning. So he says, you have that same Marlo by Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina, you can make Kiddush on it, you can make Avdol on it. So Mimelo, so what's considered Chamar Medina? Or Moshe gives together with Chamar Medina? Something that a person drinks even though they're not thirsty. They're not thirsty, you just drink it because it's tea, sometimes coffee, things like that. It's orange juice. I don't know if somebody drinking orange juice even though they're not thirsty at all. Orange juice is just massive. People like to say Chamar Medina, but I don't know if a person would drink orange juice if he's not totally not thirsty. Tea, even though you just had a full 3-4 quarts through them, still people at the end, they have a tea. That's just yeah. What's the tea here? Tea, coffee, and you put it after the end of the plane. Tea, tea, right? After you just had home, you're not going to stay anymore. So it's just something that you drink after. Something that's remarked the Chamar Medina. And the Chayo, maybe you should have to remark on that. So Burger Fund of China also, you do not have to remark on the Chamar Medina. So I did see in the Sefer Pnei HaShulchan Aruch that the time has since the Rashi Yosef time is that you should. So we here to tell you, you might as well remark on the Chamar Medina. The last halacha is just a horror that everyone. Most people, as far as I know, Leil Rosh Hashanah, when they have all the simanim in front of them, you dip the apple in the honey and you make a bakery and you make it the rest of the day. The problem is that you have simanim also.
Rimay.
And you have, it doesn't help. Oh, it doesn't work at the same bracha. You go with them in Zion. And I have my brother that helps. Once said it doesn't help, especially if you know that you're going to bring it. He said, you're not bringing it even though your kavan is on it.
To
bring it what? To bring it in later. Yeah, so Shlomo Zalman says that it's a minig. The minig is called to make an apple. I don't know what that means. The minig is called to make an apple. So Mela, Kilo, I don't eat the other thing now. But he says the chari you should make on the day. So this reminds me of one halacha I forgot. I have to bring it also. I'm going to get to that. You don't want to eat something now. You don't want to eat something now. There's no dinner kedima. They give you, for example, you go to the distance, the easiest case, you're on a plane, and they give you your whole meal in front of you. Those are how it used to be in the mirror when you come down Shabbos morning. The whole meal is done. There's a chow, and there's this, and then 15 minutes, you're finished. The whole thing is done. Yeah, maybe the bus is there after that.
But,
in the plane, you have your slight slab of meat, or whatever it is that's serving, turkey, I don't know what it is, eggs, and they have some fruit, and they have a little piece of cake. So now, you have to go, everything is in front of you. You have to make a mezuzah from the piece of cake first, before you have your shakel. No. Everybody says no. You don't have to. No, you don't have to. I mean, you don't understand that now. You're saying that perhaps it's susan. I mean, well, it's not, Kilo, you're not coming to eat that now. First you're eating susan, then you're eating that. Really, you wouldn't have to knock it down. So maybe you can say that through Shem Zalman as well. You know, I don't want to eat this tomorrow, no. I first want to have the tapuach. I want to have the apple. Maybe you have somebody yourself. What? Maybe you have to go. If you're coming to, you're not going to have to bring a new. First of all, you know that you're having tomorrow. But, so, passes you have in mind. And even if you don't, you see someone who's local.
But this
is that. That's cold. Now, I'm both eating that as part of my food. I'm just wanting to eat one before I eat the other one as part of my food. But the cake I'm not eating now as part of my food. I'm only eating after. Oh, but it's more. How does it work by tomorrow? I don't know why it's going to help so much. And then Chanami, the Chariot wants to make a bracha on the worm to be passed off that. And it has a Shana Tevah on the Sukkah.